Well, happy new year to all of you, a new liturgical year that is. Our church year starts with the season of Advent, which means coming as we prepare for the final coming of the Lord, but also we look at the Old Testament times of when they were waiting for the first coming of our Lord. And we are in year C now. We have A, B, and C, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So we're in Luke now. And Luke focuses on the power of the Holy Spirit. So we ask the Holy Spirit to come down upon us in great ways. And he focuses more than the other Gospels do on prayer and the role of women and their ministry and the poor and the Gentiles as well. So we'll unpack that throughout this whole new year until the next Feast of Christ the King. And Advent is a little Lent, so there is a penitential aspect to it. That's why we have the violet color that we use. So we want to do extra prayer and extra fasting and extra almsgiving during this short 4 weeks or so leading up to Christmas. And we got that kind of encouragement from St. Paul today in the reading of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. He was encouraging them. They were doing good already, but he said, do even more. He said, increase, he used that word, strengthen and be blameless before the Lord. And Jesus was a little more critical. He said, don't become drowsy as you wait for that final end and through carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. So Jesus truly pointed out these things that were happening, and we don't want to fall into that ourselves as well. So we want to be ready, prepared, our senses acute to the coming of the Lord, like the watchman waiting for the sun coming up or the enemy coming on the horizon, whatever it might be. And so we have this theme of waiting as the Old Testament period, waiting for the coming of the Lord. And for the last 5 years, we've been waiting for the opening, the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. I'm sure all of you will remember that fire that took place and the spire just come crumbling down. And they've been working on it diligently, and all the centuries of soot and incense and smoke that had gotten on the walls and made them dark, now they're all very light. And so it is a real kind of a resurrection. So December the 8th, they're going to open it up, and they want all the churches around the world to ring their bells at, I think it's 1 p.m. our time, December the 7th, actually, that they're going to do it. I guess it's the vigil that they'll be having a mass at Paris. And also our own cathedral has been renovated. Didn't take 5 years, but I think it was about 6 months. And now it's a blue ceiling, which kind of traditional with stars and the heavens and the sign of the union of heaven and earth together and the liturgy that we celebrate. And I was able to see that a few days ago, and it is quite beautiful. So this theme of waiting for the coming of the Lord. And, you know, it's hard for kids to wait. I was on vacation this week in Lafayette and got to see little Gino, my great nephew, 5 years old. And a number of times I heard him say, when his mom would say, well, you can't do that until this afternoon. He'd say, that's too long. That's too long. Or when she would tell him, all right, 5 more minutes and you got to go take a bath. He said, that's too short. That's too short. So time for kids is very difficult to handle. And then I went back last night and some other family came in from Metairie, and Gino and Sam were running around while we were eating and making a lot of noise. And I think they were trying to control them as well. And a little different from our rectories, which are, after the office is closed, pretty quiet. When people come in, they say, it's so quiet around here. I mean, Father Alex doesn't make that kind of noise, you know? So the kids, though, they give us a good sign of waiting and how hard it can be. And Gail Sommers is a Protestant convert to our Catholic faith in 1995 with all of her family. Now she writes And she wrote an article about Advent and the theme of waiting. And she says, with all of the technology that we have today, everything at our fingertips is very hard for us to wait. So we might be the most impatient generation of all. But the 4 weeks of Advent do remind us how long the world had to wait for that mother and child that were promised almost in the very beginning. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. After the original sin, God said, but there will be one of your descendants from the woman that will crush the head of the devil. And he will reign forever. So there was a promise. So that son, but there was had to be a mother first for that. And so we did wait a long time before the Archangel Gabriel came and announced to Mary, will you say yes to God in this new plan? And so God definitely keeps his promises, and we can use Advent as a time of expectant waiting, knowing that God does keep his promises. We heard in that first reading today, Jeremiah chapter 33, which is probably 600-700 years before the coming of the Lord, when God said, I will fulfill my promise, a just shoot from David shall come forth. And that was Jesus our Lord. So God is very faithful to his promises. Somebody said the prayer of Moses before the Red Sea was, God, I can't, you can, and you promised. And so that's a good short little prayer whenever we're in a sticky situation. And Jesus' first coming can give us confidence about his second coming. Even though Jesus said there's going to be some pretty cataclysmic kind of things going on, and some people are going to die of fright, but people of faith should be able to say, no, I am trusting in the power of Almighty God. And that is what we need. So did this waiting between the promise of a woman and child and the final coming of the first coming of our Lord, did it have to be so long? And Gail Summers makes that particular point that this Old Testament waiting was very necessary, because she said, would we know how faithful God is to his promises if we hadn't seen how many times God did it throughout the Old Testament period leading up to the coming of our Lord? Would we understand how fickle and weak we are as human beings without all these Old Testament examples? Would we be humbled to see how many times God forgave his people in the Old Testament and us in the New Testament? Would we know of all of those human examples of holiness in the Old Testament, but also the great sinners of the Old Testament as well, that can teach us to do better and to live wisely in our lives? And finally, would we really believe that we needed a Savior without those couple of thousand years in the Old Testament? God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that we needed that long to realize that we are sinners. We can't do it ourselves. We need the power of the Lord. There's a little story about the four candles of the Advent wreath, and it goes like this. Four candles slowly burned. The ambiance was so soft, one could almost hear them talking. The first candle said, I am peace. The world is full of anger and fighting. Nobody can keep me lit. And then the flame of peace went out completely. Then the second candle said, I am faith. I am no longer indispensable. It doesn't make sense that I stay lit another moment. And just then a breeze softly blew out faith's flame. Sadly, the third candle began to speak, I am love. People don't understand my importance, so they simply put me aside. They even forget to love those who are nearest to them. I haven't the strength to stay lit. And waiting no longer, love's flame went out. Suddenly, a child entered the room and saw the three unlit candles. Why aren't you burning? He said. You're supposed to stay lit till the end. And then the fourth candle answered, don't be afraid. I am hope. While I'm still burning, we can relight the other candles. And so with shining eyes, the child took the candle of hope and lit the other candles. The flame of hope should never go out from our lives. And with hope, each one of us can live lives of peace, faith, and love. And I would posit that that little child was Jesus Christ, our Lord, who came and gave hope again to a hopeless world and showed that waiting is well worth it. In Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.